Welcome back to the Kyle Keegan Radio Show, where we are bringing producer-centered radio to your favorite podcasting apps. What is this show about? We are here to bring out the very best in entrepreneurs, and that means that we make way more than a living. We build things that are bigger than just us and our efforts. We embrace entrepreneurs and the value that they bring to the world. We believe here that entrepreneurship is a high calling and an honorable pursuit. Our own efforts are finite, but our businesses can be infinite. That means we can make a bigger mark than just us and our own efforts. How do we do it? The world's resources are available to good leaders, and it's our job to be those good leaders. Leadership is the vehicle we use to build these great things. Ladies and gentlemen, it transcends just us and what we can accomplish with our own hands and our own minds. Having created great wealth means that we created great value, an option chosen above the alternatives by our customers, investors, and employees. And there's a lot of alternatives out there. So if people are choosing you, you really did improve some lives. Value creation improves lives. If you want to interact with the show, you can text 713-528-8219 and get on our text message list. Also, follow the show on Telegram. If you do not have a U.S. phone number, that works particularly well, or if you just like Telegram better than text messages, it's the same thing. Also, Twitter at Keegan Radio and then KeeganRadio.com to catch up with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're getting great value out of this, I don't charge for this. I don't sell courses. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. This is my vehicle. This is how I approach the world. This is how I want to provide content to the world, this radio show. So I would appreciate it because it's free and because you're getting great value out of it. Please give us your 5-star reviews and also share it with your friends. And I was asked a question like, how do I give it a 5-star review? And I'm like, oh, you must be an Android user. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't made that clear. The Apple podcast app has a place where you can review the show. Not all of the Android apps actually have a way for you to review the show. So if you're an Android user, just share it with your friends or share it on social media or something like that. I appreciate you guys nonetheless, not just for being here, but for being that big thinking entrepreneur, for being the people that want to put things into the world and make the world a better place. So I appreciate you guys. Welcome to episode 312. I hope you enjoyed our last episode, which was the first in our continuing and ongoing series on mindset. And it was titled, Don't Be a Clown in the Clown World. We absolutely live in a clown world. So many things are upside down. So many things are messed up in this world. And my advice was to not join in on the clownery, okay? The clowns don't get anything done. The clowns aren't the ones that are making a difference in this world. The people who make a difference always live independent of the clown world and the clownery that is going on. They may concern themselves with it, of course, but they don't participate in making the world more clownish. Anyway, I've got the description of that show up, and I'll go over the description quick to clarify the difference between that one and what we're going to talk about today, because we build foundations around here. It has to start with something. When we're talking about mindset, we can't just dive right in and say, this is the right mindset, end of story, close the book on it, and now I can be a great entrepreneur, particularly in the hard times that are created by the weak people in our world right now. You can't just dive in. You've got to build that foundation. And when you have that strong foundation, you can build upon it. And that mindset can get better. It's so much more multifaceted than just, here's your mindset, have a good one. And anybody who's kind of selling that bill of goods is not going to be very helpful. And they're usually full of crap. The problem is, that type of thing sells. That type of thing is what people want. They want the 5 keys to success. They want the 5 steps to make this happen. And it's not 5 steps. First, we have to have a good, solid understanding. And then we have to build upon that good, solid understanding with new and better solid understanding. The description of that show says, today begins a mindset series. I am making it my goal to build in myself and others a bulletproof mindset to entrepreneurially dominate 2022 and beyond. A recentering on what matters and a rejection of what doesn't. I said the clown world we live in has become a common discussion. Most would find it interesting that what we call problems would be laughable to the people of the not-so-distant past. With that, I tell you to shrug. Don't become a naturalized citizen of the clown world. Just visit for your own amusement and gain. While the clowns of the world are worried about the next thing, in quotes, we concern ourselves about what we can influence. And in that episode, I had a great discussion on how the world has changed and how the world is, in fact, better in a lot of ways than it used to be. The sentiment and the anger is worse, but the problems that we have today would be laughable by comparison to the past. They would think we solved all the world's problems if they came to the future and looked around and said, wow, everybody's living better than I did, and I did pretty well when I survived. You know, it's a very different world we live in. That doesn't mean it doesn't have its own set of problems. But who solves the problems? Who makes the world a better place? And it's people like you, the entrepreneurs, the innovators, the value creators, the producers. You guys are the reason why the world is so much better and will continue to get better for the reasons it gets better. You know, it may get worse in some ways, but the improvements are going to be because of you guys. So you're just wonderful people, and I appreciate you guys. And don't let anybody tear you down for being an entrepreneur or call you greedy for wanting to make your mark on this world. Leaving a mark on this world in a capitalist win-win way means that you served your fellow man. You served up a voluntary market with something that they wanted and they appreciated, and appreciated it so much that they were willing to pay for it. I don't see a problem there. Anyway, moving on to today, to continue to build upon this foundation of mindset. The more I do this, the more I think this series might even go to like 4 or 5 episodes. And I hope you guys are okay with that. It seems that we've had an uptick in our listenership because of the mindset discussion. So I'm hoping that we can really do a comprehensive and complete picture on this mindset stuff. So today, I'm titling this episode, and I've already kind of decided to title it this episode, You Are Not We. Okay, and what do I mean by you are not we? You hear all of the time people talk about the problems of the world. We need to do this. Our problems are that, right? They speak in terms of a collective. There is some kind of greater body that we are all a part of that we need to do something about, that is ours. And I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that because that isn't the mindset of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is, they have a problem with this. And I am going to solve that problem. I am going to do something in order to change that and provide value where there isn't currently. Okay. Instead of looking at it like this macro problem, it becomes a micro problem. It becomes your problem to shoulder. And if it's your problem to shoulder, you can do something about it that actually improves your life. It's a very different way to look at the world than complaining about the collective, our country, our economy, our media, all of that kind of stuff. No, it's theirs. That's where you need to start leaving it. It is theirs. Now, I found this interesting article from the Foundation for Economic Education, which I love more and more each day. And I'm going to contact them and see about a collaboration that we could potentially do together between the Kyle Keegan Radio Show and the Foundation for Economic Education. And it was very interesting to me, an individualist route that a family took to educate their kid. You guys know that I am a very pro homeschool person. I don't think that somebody else should raise my kid. I want to raise my kid. I want to show them how the world works. I like to sit in front of this mic and explain my views of the world and why those have worked well for me and why that is an effective way to take on the world, no matter what you decide to do, what, you know, various thing you decide to be good at and work towards. An approach to the world is universal. And I think my approach to the world is better, personally, than what the public school system teaches, or even for that matter, the private school, which is just a private version of the same schooling. And anyway, this article lays out basically the most impressive example of this individualist education. Instead of we going to school collectively and our school and our teachers and all of this stuff, you'll hear that kind of stuff. We can't have this from our schools and our teachers. Well, they don't have to be your schools. This is a beautiful example of opting out of the collective. You can opt out of the collective in a lot of ways. It's not illegal to opt out of the collective, especially in terms of mindset and how you think. Anyway, it says, unschooler, entrepreneur, and prodigy, the story of Cole Summers. Okay, Kevin Cooper, known to the internet as Cole Summers, was taken from this world too soon. He tragically died on June 11th in a kayaking accident. But in his 14 years of life, he accomplished more than most of us do in a lifetime. It says at age 6, his parents handed him the reins to his own education, giving him the freedom to choose what to study. He chose Warren Buffett videos on YouTube because he wanted to learn how to get rich. I love that, right? Let's do this. This sounds good. Anyway, at age 7, he started his own business, breeding meat rabbits and selling them to restaurants. He set up a corporation and became the majority shareholder, just like a Silicon Valley startup. At age 8, he got his first truck through trade with a neighbor and discovered that an 8-year-old can, in fact, get a vehicle titled in their name. I don't know why he had to use a truck. Maybe he didn't drive it on public roads or he had a farm or something like that, but who knows? At age 9, he bought a 350-acre ranch. At age 9, he bought a 350-acre ranch, ladies and gentlemen, for $130 per acre to expand his business into breeding meat goats. At age 10, he bought a house, which he then renovated and sold for a profit. He learned flooring, roofing, cabinet making, painting, and electrical work, again, from YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. That's age 10. What was the last thing you saw a 10-year-old do, ladies and gentlemen, making cabinets and roofing and painting and electrical work? That's awesome. And then it says at age 14, he wrote an autobiography about his education called Don't Tell Me I Can't, a fitting title for what is essentially an ode to kids pushing the limits of what adults think is possible. Now, this isn't about raising kids, okay? This is about somebody who was unleashed to apply individualism in their life to the greatest of their abilities, right? Here we have a young kid, a very young kid, and most of the time, they're not subject to the pressures of an adult. And because of that, I think it fostered a mindset in this guy that he can do anything he wants. No one told him that he couldn't, and he had access at his fingertips to an immense amount of information for free, which is another, you know, cool thing that we have today that was not the case previously. If you wanted to learn how to, let's say, garden, you know, you wanted to grow a garden, you wanted to grow tomatoes, your options 75, 80 years ago were to ask other people about it and try to learn from them or go to the library to try to learn about gardening. Now you can figure out how to grow tomatoes so incredibly fast and easy. Why? Because of the technological advancements. This mindset that he built in himself and his parents fostered. I don't know anything about his parents. It doesn't say anything about his parents other than the fact that they let him have his way with this education. And presumably, you could do this as long as they will, in fact, take something like this seriously. And it worked out so incredibly well. It wasn't a collectivist. It wasn't, hey, let's go make you like every other kid in the world. let's send you to school so that you can get the same thing as everybody else. Well, if you're the same as everybody else, if you're doing the same things that the world prescribes for you, you're not going to have better results than everybody else. So they had to do something different in order to get this type of results. But it just shows the power of the individual versus the power of the collective. Now, I have mentioned on this show before the Stephen Covey's examples of the circle of influence versus the circle of control versus the circle of concern, and how highly effective people, it was one of the 7 habits of highly effective people, why effective people try to increase their circle of influence and shrink their circle of concern. And I think it goes very well with this, you are not we or us, right? We're not part of a collective. You are on your own when it comes to building something. This isn't, you know, the world around you will foster something in you that brings out this, right? No, it's built from within, okay? It is an individualist thing. It's one of the most individualist things you can do to build a business. That's why I never really understood a collectivist entrepreneur. I would say that the majority of people who are collectivists tend to fail. And you may say, oh, well, there are a lot of Democrat CEOs in Silicon Valley and all of this kind of stuff, but they are actually engaging in a very individualist process when it comes to building a business. They are putting something on their own shoulders and they are taking responsibility for something. And they're not wishing and willing for the collective to do something that supports that. That's also a problem I have with people thinking they're going to get rich from investing. Okay. You are literally, when you're investing, you're buying something and trying to will from that investment the rest of the world to work the way you thought it was going to work. You take the hands off the wheel and you let the other, the R, the we, the collective, control what happens next. It's definitely a different way to look at it. When you have your own business, it is you controlling what happens next. It's on you. So in taking notes for the show, I did pull up one of these circle of influence versus concern versus control diagrams, essentially. And I was just kind of taking notes a little bit about what it all sort of means and why it so applies to what we're talking about here. I have for our field of concern, all of the things that we're aware of in life that have an impact on us or not, and we think they have an impact on us. Okay, that's our circle of concern. The things of this world that we are just concerned with. You know, do you flip on Fox News every day to get your daily dose of outrage about what's happening in the world? Do you concern yourself with the quote-unquote thing, right? There's always a new thing. Is that something that you're really passionate about? Well, you and everyone else, right? All of the other lemmings that don't get anything done are engaged in this applied circle of concern, using their concern and making their concern the most important part of them, that is part of their being. Every day they walk around and I am a person of concern. You know, those people are ineffective, incredibly ineffective people. This is what I'm concerned about. Oh, well, this is what I'm concerned about. You both suck. You both get nothing done. You both could be about something else that improves your life and your family's life and your existence and your family for generations, but instead you're engaged in what I'm concerned with and what you're concerned with. It is absolute clownery. That's the clowns from the last show, right? Moving forward onto circle of influence, this one's a little bit better. So you can influence some things in your life. You can be a leader, right? You may have to go above and beyond to entice somebody. You may have to really give up something in order to get the results that you want. You're putting your hand in something and trying to create an ecosystem around it. You do not have control over other people, but what you might have is influence over other people. That influence is something that you build. So you're building a business, and it sounds great. You've built something that is amazing and could potentially go very well. And now all of a sudden you're going to an investor and you're talking to the investor. This is what I have, Mr. Investor. This is how I envision this going. That is you leveraging your influence over that investor, being able to share with them, this is what I have. Is this something that you may or may not be interested in? And if they are, this is something where your influence did actually affect something. Influence is much, much better than concern, but it even goes a step further. It goes down to control. Okay. And this is where the highest and most effective people in the world do operate. And this is why this is so important. Go back and read Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits. This is incredibly important, and I believe it belongs as a part of our discussion today, our foundation building of mindset to dominate the future, because we are bombarded every single day about the circle of concern. They want you to operate in the circle of concern. The schooling wants you to operate in the circle of concern. The media absolutely wants you to operate in the circle of concern. The experts want you to operate in the circle of concern. Why? Because they can control you that way. If they can control you just enough to make you come back for more, because this is something that's important. It's important to watch Fox News, so I'm educated. It's important to watch CNN, so I'm educated. I'll come back tomorrow and watch more because this is important. They want you to do that. You're a customer. You are the customer, right? And they want you to stay. This is their customer retention plan, okay? Free yourself from being a customer of that, because that is the most soul-sucking thing that is contrary to you building great things in this world, is that circle of concern. Rip it to shreds. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at this, the field of control is what we can directly control. This is basically you being sovereign on yourself, what you can put in your head. Do you want to learn something new? You can absolutely learn something new, just like the kid in the article. You could go about consuming everything that you can to become a well-versed and perhaps even an expert in whatever it is that you're looking for. That is something that you can control. It's limited to our awareness about ourselves and the actions that we take. The key to control lies in the choices we make about how to manage ourselves. You know what's in your circle of control? Eating healthy. You know what's in your circle of control? Doing good exercise and being a very fit person. Feeding your mind with healthy things, right? Consuming things that are good, that make you smarter. All of the different education that you could provide to yourself, right? The training that you could provide to yourself. The listening to podcasts that you could potentially provide to yourself. Hopefully this is hitting home very well for you and you deem it something that you are glad you stuck in your center of control. This is important. This is where you build yourself up. This is what you can control. We focus on control and we focus on influence. And we shrink that concern because the amount that you matter operating in that circle of concern is so exponentially less than the amount that you matter in the other two circles. You actually matter. Your effect matters. Okay. What is your option in the circle of concern? What can you do in the circle of concern? You can get in arguments with people who aren't going to change their mind anyway, and you can vote. And contrary to popular belief, you can't vote harder, right? Voting harder doesn't work. It's just voting. So if that is your concern, willing something to happen in the world versus you happening to the world, this is something that we need to break. This is why we're building a foundation. Now, to wrap this show up, because it goes with this locus of control, if you haven't heard me talk about that, it's probably been a little while. I know that I need to talk about some of these principles over and over again, because I can't expect you guys to go back 100 or more episodes. But a locus of control. If you haven't heard that, you need to look it up. L-O-C-U-S of control. If you are a internal locus of control, you generally operate in the circle of influence and the circle of control. You are somebody who controls your life, controls your emotions, tries to keep out of the concern, and understands that you happen to the world instead of the world happening to you. When you operate in the circle of concern, you are operating in such a way where you believe the world happens to you. And it is the trap of the century, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely the trap that they want everybody to fall into. It is the thing, right? And if you're not trapped yet, they want to release a new thing so that you support the thing and you're really concerned with the thing instead of your work and what you're here for. You have a purpose greater than just sitting around being concerned about stuff day in and day out. You are not we. And that's it for the day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm done. It's over. 26 minutes. Whatever. Check the show notes on the way out for social media and links. Thank you for supporting the show and being a part of our movement up the charts. Join the progress then at thefastlaneforum.com. God bless you guys. Entrepreneurs like you build the future with the right mindset, getting rid of the garbage. Have a fantastic rest of your day and stay tuned for our next episode. Until next time, keep building amazing things with the concerns.